Brooklands Radio presents Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello and welcome to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. We'll be covering subjects relating to business, the challenges facing businesses in the area, as well as new opportunities and innovations. But to start with, I'd like to welcome our first guest to the studio, Brooke Hender, a cognitive hypnotherapist. Hello there, Brooke.
Good afternoon, Jackie.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us a bit about your background then. What were you doing before you became a hypnotherapist?
So I used to be an actor. I went to drama school in my mid-30s in Australia for a change. And
you're not Australian then?
By passport, but not by birth.
Uh-huh.
And so when I graduated, I came back to seek fortune and fame. And like most actors, I didn't necessarily find that. And then at some point, I came across cognitive hypnotherapy and made the switch.
Right. And what sort of roles did you play as an actor?
I don't know what that says about me, but quite a lot of Nazis.
Right.
Or Russians.
Right.
So, yeah, which is
interesting. And are we talking TV films, commercials?
Some films, some short films, a lot of theatre.
Right.
So it was very varied and very interesting.
And how many years were you doing that for?
About 10 years.
Right.
And it was the death of a really close friend of mine. She died very, very suddenly. And it put me in a bit of a spin, to be honest. And I had a sort of tough couple of years. And another cognitive hypnotherapist, I didn't know anything about it at the time, reached out and said, you know, I'd be happy to help you or work with you. And that was the start of my looking at it. And in fact, the first person who helped me was a wonderful woman called Jill Wood, who's based in Wimbledon. And she said, I think you'd make a very good therapist. And at the time, I certainly didn't believe that. And it took a few years. But I thought the training would be interesting. But I didn't do the training thinking about becoming a therapist just for my own education and self-improvement.
Sure. But how did the therapy help you personally?
Self-esteem was my issue, so I've always come across as quite confident, but actually I was a lot of pretending in there, so I wanted to find out what that was about, and I worked with somebody else and dealt with the underlying issues so that I could sort of let go of that. For me, they were all about relationship patterns, so I was getting through relationships quite quickly, finding a way to make them not work.
So the therapy helped you in
yes,
the end. It helped
absolutely.
You see the way forward.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm in a sort of relationship with my partner for coming up for 3 years now, so
okay.
Which for me is pretty good.
And how long was the training then to become a therapist?
So the training is a year for the initial part, and that qualifies you to actually be a therapist. And I immediately did the next level, which is master practitioner level, so that I could sort of build on that. And I started seeing clients at the same time.
And when was the light bulb moment when you thought, right, I'm going to become a full-time hypnotherapist. I'm going to give up acting.
It was, I made the decision to give up acting at the start of my training.
Why was that?
Well, I'd always said to myself that I wouldn't stay being an actor if I didn't enjoy it, or that I sort of didn't enjoy other people's success. And I was finding myself not wanting to go to auditions and not enjoying it. And then I realized as I started doing the training that actually I was holding on out of ego. I'd spent so many years saying that I am an actor that my identity was completely tied up in being an actor. So my success as an actor directly led how I felt about myself as a person. And I had to break that tie. It's very common and easy to do.
Okay. And what appealed to you about becoming a hypnotherapist?
It was about helping others. I think I've spent so much focus of my life, it's all about me. And here was an opportunity to help other people. I don't claim to have amazing skills, but, you know, with a little bit of knowledge, you know, you can help others and you can really help them to let go of their issues.
Okay. Could you perhaps explain what is cognitive hypnotherapy? Is it all about hypnosis?
It's not about hypnosis. So it's more about using what we call the trance state. So we're in and out of trance all the time. When you daydream, you're in a trance. If you've driven a car and you can't remember how you got to your destination, you are in a trance. So we're in and out of all these trances every day. And when you have a problem, you have a trance, which is your problem trance. And so, in effect, I'm dehypnotizing people from that trance. So there's no sort of rapid inductions, or it's just very conversational. People close their eyes and they go to where they need to go to.
Right.
And it's still very, very effective.
And what sort of issues do people come to you with?
It's very, very mixed, and I find that very interesting. But my particular focus is on self-esteem, and self-esteem is something that underpins so many issues. So typically I see people for weight issues, and quite often their relationship to food is their solution to their real problem, which is how they feel about themselves. And if you deal with that, the food issue tends to disappear. And obviously it would work on both at the same time. But also phobias, confidence, public speaking, and other types of food issues as well. So it's very varied.
So when people come to see you, how does it work then? And what sort of, do you put them into a trance? Or how does it work?
Generally not. I mean, I find that if you ask somebody to close their eyes and start to become aware of their breathing, and then they will naturally go to where they need to go to. And depends on the person. Some people go to a very deep place, and other people it just feels like they've got their eyes closed. But it has no impact on how effective the treatment is, because of the way that we use language, and the way it's set up, you're using their model of the world. So if they're very visual, you'll be talking about seeing things. And if they're kinesthetic, it will be all about how they feel. So you're working very much in their model of the world, which just makes it very effective.
And how many sessions on average does each person have?
It's always hard to answer. Typically, I say to a new client that I see people for between 4 and 6 sessions. And sometimes it's less and sometimes it's more. It really depends on what's right for them. Brief therapy and solution-based for therapy is it takes as long as it takes, but no longer.
And why do you think self-esteem is such a big issue? It must be a big thing in the workplace as well.
Yes, it is. Because how our relationship to ourselves is critical. Because if we don't like ourselves or don't think of ourselves as worthy, then that will impact on how we deal with other people or how we hear or interpret what other people are asking of us. And we might have reactions to those requests that aren't helpful for us, or we end up in a cycle of behavior that doesn't serve us, or if you're in a workplace, the company.
Sure. And can you give us any examples of people that you've helped? Situations where the hypnotherapy has really helped them?
Yes, so I've dealt with people who have knife phobias. So there was somebody who came to see me who wanted to have surgery, but it was quite small surgery and they would be present and awake for it, but they kept on putting it off because they didn't like the idea of seeing the knife.
Oh my goodness.
And so they were just putting the surgery off.
Yes.
And so over 3 sessions, we managed to get them to a point where they went off and had the surgery successfully, which is a great outcome.
Absolutely. Brilliant outcome, yes. And during the 2 years that you've been practicing, have the problems changed, or are they still self-esteem?
There's a lot of stress and anxiety out there at the moment. And when people come to see me, there will generally be, I have this issue and I'm very stressed and I feel very anxious. And of course, there are people who would just come to see me for that. But that's very, very common at the moment, I think, because there's a lot of change going on in the world.
Indeed, yes.
And it's hard for people to know how to deal with that. It doesn't feel like it's necessarily a secure environment for them. So it can be very hard.
Yes. Okay. And also, you were telling me earlier about a meetup group that you've formed. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Yes. Thanks, Jackie. So I've started a monthly self-esteem group in Twickenham at the Exchange. The first meeting's next Tuesday. And it's basically a 2-hour meeting where people can come along, have some tea and coffee, and I will explain and share my understanding of self-esteem and give them tools and techniques to help them improve theirs as well.
Okay, and is it open to anyone?
Absolutely. They just need to go up onto the meetup site and search for my name, and then they could sign up on there.
Okay, yeah, that's great. So you're talking about how long people come to see you. It's only 4 to 6 sessions. And what sort of costs do you charge?
It really depends on how people like to work. Some people like to work on a per session basis, and other people like to work in a sort of intensive way. And I also offer breakthrough sessions of 4 hours at a time. So it really depends on what their needs are and their personal circumstances.
Okay, and I see you also do business coaching.
Mm.
Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so this is not an area I sort of put a lot of focus on, but quite often people get great advice from all around, and yet they find themselves not being able to actually implement that great advice. And so I help them work through what's actually stopping them from doing that, and then taking it to the next level, which is strategies for improving and taking them to where they want to be and where they'd like to see their business.
Right, okay. And you were talking about the knife phobia. What other sorts of phobias have you had to treat?
Quite common ones are travel-related.
What's so flying?
Flying, and also on trains and the underground. I've actually had more of them than being based locally in London. That's surprisingly common.
And do you actually take them out on a train eventually?
No. I don't push people to that way, but I do get them to obviously see what their reactions are, and again, quite often they'll come back and say it's absolutely no problem, and they're surprised at how quickly they find themselves in situations and enjoying it, whereas the month before they weren't able to.
That's amazing. Yes,
yeah,
and
amazing.
Why do you think they've had that phobia?
Quite often it's something has happened in the past, so when they were younger, something terrible might have happened, or they had, and when I say terrible, it doesn't have to be a big incident, it just felt terrible to them at that time, and that's been referenced all the way through, and it just it snowballs and just gets worse and worse.
And then you take them back to that and tell and reassure them.
Yeah, so we would obviously find out what that incident is, and then we would reframe it, because of course we can't change the past, but we can change how we feel about the past, and that's the difference that makes the difference.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Brooke,
thank
and telling
you,
us all about that. Would you like to give us your website details so people can get more information?
Absolutely. Thank you. It's brookehender.com. So it's brookehender.com. And they can go on there. There's plenty of resources. There's videos and recordings that they can listen to and find out more about me there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. That was Brooke Hender, hypnotherapist.
Surrey Business Affairs, for and about local businesses in Surrey.